This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's army has released video, it says, shows evidence Hamas militants have been sheltering in Gaza's largest hospital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
An AK-47, there are cartridges, ammo, there are grenades in here.
Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus says such gear was found stashed in closets in the Shifa Hospital's MRI department.
These weapons have absolutely no business being inside a hospital. The only reason they're here is because Hamas put them here, because they use this place like many other hospitals and ambulances.
Asked about Israeli troops storming into the hospital, President Biden said,
"One thing has been established is that Hamas does have headquarters, weapons, materiel below this hospital."
As for when he thinks Israel will halt its thrust into Gaza,
"When Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder."
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Washington Post is reporting that Hamas has agreed in principle to release at least 50 women and children it has been holding hostage since its deadly raid on southern Israel on October 7th. That's according to an Arab diplomat familiar with the negotiations. In exchange for the hostages, Israel will agree to a 3 to 5 day pause in the fighting, along with increased humanitarian aid to Gaza and the release of an unspecified number of women and children being held in Israeli prisons. The Post said Israel is now considering the proposal. Speaking to reporters outside of San Francisco, U.S. President Joe Biden said the war will not end until progress is made on a key issue.
"I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you how long it's going to last. But I can tell you, I don't think it ultimately ends until there's a two-state solution."
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises. This is VOA News. President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed on Wednesday to resume military-to-military communications and work to curb fentanyl production. The agreements came after the two leaders met for about 4 hours at a historic estate outside of San Francisco. It was their first face-to-face meeting in a year. Biden told his Chinese counterpart that it was essential for the two sides to keep the lines of communications open.
"I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication."
Biden and Xi also agreed to get experts together to discuss the risk of artificial intelligence. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump are asking for a mistrial in a civil fraud case in New York State. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Trump's lawyers say Judge Arthur Engoron has tainted the proceedings with tangible and overwhelming bias. The former president has been outspoken outside the courtroom.
"We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous."
The lawyers say the judge irreparably harmed Trump's right to a fair trial through astonishing departures from ordinary standards of impartiality. Engoron gave lawyers for New York Attorney General Letitia James' office a day to decide whether they will file a response before he rules. Also, Donald Trump is giving up his fight to move his New York hush money criminal case to federal court. He contends state court is very unfair to him. I'm Ed Donahue.
Among farmers and ranchers in the western U.S. state of California, the recent return of the long-absent gray wolf means a return of fears of livestock losses. From the remote county of Tulare, VOA's Robin Guess reports.
"Livestock are a billion-dollar industry here, and losses are never taken lightly. The gray wolf brings new challenges. Scientists say the animals recently returned to California forests and now number 50. The human-wildlife conflict is a problem seen the world over, from Thailand and India, where communities contend with tigers, to Botswana, Kenya, and Tanzania, where lions are sometimes a threat to livestock and people. The solution is often death for these predators." Robin Guess in Tulare County, VOA News.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.